hearts with your love. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. All right, before we get started, Father Black, understand somebody must have preceded you, and there's a challenge out there.
My parochial vicar, Father Brian O'Connor, he was here yesterday, and I don't know how much he raised, but we're going to beat that.
Okay.
And I'm thinking if we beat that, maybe we can get the parish to shave his head and shave his beard.
I hope the people of St. Joan of Arc were listening now.
He doesn't know that yet. But.
Again, one of the things that you'll hear common throughout this spirit drive is making a contribution to support the good work here, but also to do it to honor somebody, maybe a grandparent, sure. Maybe a priest, a nun, a teacher. Somebody who meant something to you, who brought you in the faith, who kept you going on in the faith. What a great way to continue that. And again, you can do that by calling 614-459-4820. So how long have you been up at St. Joan of Arc?
Been there for 4 years now.
And where were you before that?
St. Mary's, Delaware.
Okay. That's a big chance. Is that a smaller parish?
St. Mary's is about 2,100 families.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. And St. Joan's is about 3,900. So
okay.
A little bit of a step up.
Yeah. It's interesting, sure. Though. The last hour, we were talking about Catholic architecture.
Oh, yes.
And that's kind of like two different architectures.
Very much
isn't it?
So.
St. Mary's
is
one of the older. How old is that period? When was that built, do you remember?
1880s, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. And Joan of Arc
was like 1980s. Yeah. So big difference in that 100 years.
Is that right?
Yes.
Great. How did you notice a lot of difference between the two? I mean, obviously, I remember I've been to Joan of Arc several times. But the architecture is so strikingly different
it
over
is
that
different.
100
yeah.
years.
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, it's all you look out and you see those great, wonderful faces. And then sort of the architecture is there, but the people are what really make a difference. So
yeah. Well, great. Great. Yeah. So who was here before? Is he at St. Joan of Arc too? That you were talking about, somebody's going with their head shaved.
Father Brian O'Connor.
Brian O'Connor.
Yes. Yes.
He's at the parish with you?
He's a parochial vicar. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Terrific. Terrific. Before we get started, we have some update here. Can we do an angel update? Matter of fact, I just want you to know we got Meg here, and she's the youth director at St. Michael's there in Worthington, right?
Yes.
So that's our angel. Let's hear it for her.
We want to thank this from this last hour, Annette, who gave St. Gabriel a one-time gift. Thank you, Annette. When we asked Annette what she loved about St. Gabriel Radio, she said she loves Father Ricardo, Tomeo, Dr. Ray, and Morning Glory. So thank you, Annette, for your one-time gift. We are so grateful here at St. Gabriel Radio during this fall drive. Again, if you feel inspired, please call 614-459-4820. We would love to hear from you, and if you could make any gift, any size, no matter how big, how small, we would love a gift from you. Thank you.
Yeah. Hey, question. I'm going to put you on the spot, though.
Sure.
What's your favorite program? What do you like listen to on St. Gabriel?
I also love Father Ricardo.
Yeah.
I love that man. Thank you, Lord, for this holy man that he has such divinely inspired words, and I every time I hear him preach, I encounter the Lord. So, Father Ricardo, thank you.
Great, great. Our guest here is Father Jim Black from St. Joan of Arc. What about you? Do you have a favorite program?
You know, what hits me is Catholic Answers Live.
Because
when I hear the question in my mind, I'm starting to think, okay, how would I answer that? And then before I can really conjure up anything, those guys just fill it in. Okay, I'll say what they said. But we get that often as priests. You know, a question sort of out of the blue and have to try to think on your feet. And these guys do an excellent job at that.
So. Yeah, it's almost like watching a game show. You ever watch those game shows?
Yeah.
And ask an answer, and you can give the answer, but you know if you're standing in front of everyone
right.
on TV,
yeah.
But you get put on the spot a lot, don't
sure,
you, with a
sure.
collar.
So I often say, I'll get back to you. And it is more important to do that than give an answer that's not completely correct. So I'm not hesitant to say, I'll get back. And I do. I do some research and get back to them.
So. Yeah. So we have Catholic Answers Live, we've got Father Ricardo, and I'm kind of like a fairy Father Larry Richards. I kind of like that real direct stuff, and I just love the humor he's got and the direct way he does it. But it's so cool. There's so many great programs out there. And again, we were talking about the Encounter program that Patrick Rice and Daniel Dimbate put on. It's the first St. Gabriel-produced program that's now being aired all over on EWTN.
It's amazing. Congratulations.
That's fantastic. And it's just showing how the faith is moving. And it's really exciting. You've got a lot of other stuff going on that St. Gabriel's doing. And your support of it, not just to keep the airwaves going, but to reach out. It's really part of the new evangelization. And you may have seen some of these new billboards. That around the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio billboards, of course, the magnets. I live out in Pataskala, which is an interesting place because there's a lot of people out there. Sorry. But there is no Catholic church out there. Uh-huh. So the community, you know, my kids play ball out there, and I remember our son Ben once came home and said, "Yeah, I just found out so-and-so's Catholic. They live right across the street. You played ball with them for 7 years." Sure. But they went out to maybe to St. Edward's and wore Miraculous Medal, and some people are St. Pius and that. But what you see now is a lot of St. Gabriel Catholic Radio stickers that are on there, you know, and it's a great opportunity to the unity of it. So with that, if you're listening to us, if you've seen those St. Gabriel radios, why don't you call 614-459-4820 and stand up for the faith, be part of this incredible ministry that we have. So I love to talk about the architect. Sure. The symbolism. What was your favorite part of St. Mary's in Delaware?
Wow. The church, the just the look of it, and it really has been unaltered for all of those times. A few minor changes, but other than that, it's as it was 150 years ago.
Wow, amazing. Yeah. Unfortunately, we didn't have phone numbers back then, did we?
No.
I mean, we just asked you, if you're listening and calling and you want to support, to honor somebody who really meant something to the faith, call 614-459-4820. And there's a couple different gifts. One is the sustaining member, which we're looking actually for this hour, 5 sustaining members. That's $20 a month or more. Or you can upgrade your sustaining. If you've been doing this for quite a while, but you want to take that from 20 or 25 up to 30, 35, call 614-459-4820 and increase that. There's also a one-time gift that Meg keeps talking about. Wherever you're at, whatever you're doing, whatever your heart's at, that's where we put our time and money at. So if you've benefited from St. Gabriel Catholic Radio and the programming, make a one-time donation. And we're also looking for one leadership gift, and that's one of $1,000. And I know people are out there. To some, that seems like $1 million. For some, it really is nothing.
Right.
Okay? So if you've been blessed that way, we ask you to call 614-459-4820. It's not a plea just to keep us on the air, all that stuff. What I'd love is it is actually a growing ministry.
Sure.
You know, some struggle. This is one that is growing and expanding, and your contributions help expand getting Catholic teaching out in a great, great market. When you go to up at the St. Joan of Arc, a lot of St. Gabriel Catholic bumper stickers out
there? Oh, sure.
Can you tell
all
where
over
you're
the
at?
Place, yeah. I was even about a year ago in Nashville visiting some friends and leaving their house and going back towards the freeway, stopped at a red light, and a car in front of me turned and headed north in front of me with Gabriel
right?
Radio. Yeah. I almost wanted to run the red light and catch up to them. I thought, no, better not do that. I said, okay, they're with us.
That is great. That down in Nashville.
Yeah,
huh?
Down in Nashville. So the magnets are down in Nashville.
Oh, that's super. I think it's time to go ahead and listen to one of the clips of one of the best of. And again, it just goes to support. We do this so you hear some of the great programs that are on St. Gabriel Radio. And we're going to listen to Father Ricardo, speaking of that, Meg's favorite, their Father Ricardo, talking about the communion of saints.
Where are we when we walk into Mass? Do you ever ask yourself that when you walk into church? Where am I? When you cross the threshold, not so much of the door of the church, but more when you cross the threshold and enter into the church proper, huh? When you cross and you enter into the body, huh? And the sanctuary becomes visible, where are you? Particularly once the Mass starts. Where are you when Mass has begun? You're in heaven. That's where you are. There's only one Mass. It happens in heaven. And when we come to church, when we begin the celebration of the Mass, one of the images that I have is there's a play going on in heaven, and we get to walk onto the stage, and we get to interact. We get to join with all the angels and the saints. And it could be me and Jen, 6:30, Wednesday morning, saying Mass, 2 candles lit, and no one else. That's all you can see, but we're in heaven. And even though I can't see the rest of the church, the whole church is present. This is what we teach and what we believe, that the whole church is present. And we get to walk onto the stage, and then at a certain point we have to leave, but we leave with a commissioning. There's 2 things that immediately strike me as being important about this. First of all, for those of us who've lost loved ones, I'll never forget my first pastor when I was ordained saying something that I think is so true. You will never get closer to the ones who you love who have died than when you come to church because of the fact that there is only one Mass. So when we go to Mass, the whole church is there, including those I love who've died. And the Eucharist becomes, if you will, something like a two-way mirror. And it's held up above the altar in the hands of the priest. And I see, you see, what looks like bread. It's not bread, but it looks like bread. They're on the other side of that, and they see the Lord. And somehow our glance meets in Him. So while it's a great thing, you know, to go to cemeteries and mausoleums and to visit those, you know, whose remains are buried in different places, great thing to do. We all do it. But I can't ever get any closer to them than when I go to church because they're there. It's a thin veil that separates us from the communion of saints all the time, but it's particularly thin in church. They're right there, which brings great comfort to me. I talk to one of my best friends who died, a priest, all the time. Sometimes I put his holy card on the altar. I just look at him. I go, I know you're doing or you're engaged in what I long to do, to be home finally. But that's what's happening. So be comforted by that, first of all, that those you love are there. I said this to a friend of mine who's a Protestant minister. We were talking one time, his dad had died, and I asked him, I said, do you ever talk to your dad? And he says, no, I think about him a lot, but I don't ever talk to him. And then I shared how we live as Catholics, this whole reality of the communion of saints, that they're not dead, they're alive. They're more alive than we are. They're home. Because of that, I can talk to them. And I walked through how I interact with some different people in my life who've passed away, and he just started to cry. And he looked at me and goes, that would be amazing. I would love to be able to do that. But we can do that all the time because of the communion of saints, but we do it in a particular way when we come to church. So it's a reunion. We're home. We can't stay, but we're home. We get a glimpse. The other thing that I find helpful about that is, speaking for myself, I continually need people to inspire me. Life gets challenging. I get tempted to be frustrated. I get tempted to quit. I get tempted to discouragement all the time. And so the example of those who have persevered, who've hung in, who have fought the good fight, who've overcome great obstacles is very inspiring to me. The real heroes, the real celebrities are the saints. Those are the real heroes. They're the only ones worth imitating. And when we come to church, we're surrounded by them. Hebrews 11 talks about this great cloud of witnesses that surrounds us. The image that I've often had there is, you know, the way the author of the Hebrews talks about it is as if you and I are engaged in an athletic event. We're on the field, and the stands are packed with the saints who once were on the field, but they've retired. Although they haven't retired, now they're actually really living, huh? There's some changes or some transitions and all this, but they're there, and they root us on. I mean, if you've ever engaged in athletic events, you know, it's a lot easier to excel when people are cheering than when you're alone. I used to run all the time, and I can remember being in one race in particular in Rome, and, you know, you're running through all these monuments, and you started at the Arch of Constantine, you run around the Colosseum. I mean, talk about a great race. I mean, you're looking at all these things. The streets are just packed with people, you know? And if you love to compete, and I love to compete in pretty much everything, it just calls you on. Well, that's a game. This is life. And so when we come into church, we're surrounded by the heroes who are just calling us on. Say, hang in. Don't quit. You can do this. We're just like you. So turn to the one who we turn to, who's here right now, and persevere. I don't care what you did this morning. I don't care what you did last night. I don't care what you did last week. It doesn't matter. You got now. So be great now. So when we come to church, that's what's happening. We're surrounded by this cloud of witnesses. You know, upstairs in the church, we have all these pillars that go around the church. Does anybody know why? It's not to hold the roof up. That helps, but it's not why they're there. They're there to be a symbol of the apostles upon whom the church is built by the Lord, huh? They're there to remind us of the fact that we're not doing this alone. We're not on our own. We got great help. We got the help that is the communion of saints.
You were just listening to Father Ricardo, Meg's our angel updater. That's her favorite on the program. My name's Patrick Schroyer. I'm the guest host until 4 o'clock. And we also have with us Father Jim Black from St. Joan of Arc Parish. Welcome.
Thank you.
Communion of Saints. Isn't that an awesome visual?
Yeah.
It is for me. We do a lot of praise music. My wife and I, we have a group called Living Stones, and they had to get a new lead singer because sometimes I just get lost. They'll say, where were you? I said, somewhere between Calvary and the throne. I don't know. Yeah. And it's so, but you get tied up and I remember seeing just everyone, whoever in the faith, and we're all around. Something to be a Catholic to understand what all that means.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah. It's like at Mass, it's like an upside down iceberg.
Yeah.
We're the tip. You know, what's really going on is, and what we're united to is what's in heaven. And that's, That's just awesome when you stop and think about it.
Isn't it, though? Again, that was Father Ricardo from one of our programs, and a lot of people just love Father Ricardo. He just kind of hits the nail on the head. Just one of the fine programs we do at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, and we're in the middle of our fall spirit drive, and we're asking you to do what? Matter of fact, I just got an update here. I didn't realize this. We're looking for 5 sustaining members, which is $20 a month or more. And again, we talked about, can you give up 1 Starbucks, a week? Yeah. And that's really how little it is. Or a total of 16 gifts, which can be one-time contributions. You know, so not all of us can do the sustaining. But what we've got is somebody supporting us who kind of stair-steps it. So if we get to 8 gifts, they're going to go give us an extra $250. When we get to 12 gifts, another $250, and we hit that goal of 16, they're going to throw in another $750, okay? So $1,250 is online if we all respond, and that's the wonderful thing. So I want to make sure you share that. So it's a way of increasing what right. you can give, and we just love that opportunity by calling 614-459-4820. So, and matter of fact, we've talked about people stopping up here. I don't know if you've ever been here. I love this place. They've got a beautiful chapel. If you've never seen it, you didn't see it. Is that right, Meg?
I just saw it today, and it's absolutely beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, to see the people, to see what's going on and how the faith is really coming alive in Central Ohio and through the airwaves. What a great opportunity to be part of an exciting, growing, dynamic ministry.
Oh, it's exciting always to be here. I love coming, being a part of this, part of this drive.
I love when Father Ricardo was talking about at the Mass, talking about the Eucharist and the lens. We look through it. What we see is what appears to the world as bread. We, as Catholics, believe it to be the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord and Savior. I also love the what the Catechism calls it, the medicine of immortality. I love that phrase. But he was talking about the communion of saints from heaven look down through it as a lens, and they get to see us and pray for us. Is that great?
Oh, yeah, it is. It is that they're all with us. And this morning after I had Mass at 8:30, I was walking out, and all churches and buildings have the capacity, you know. And I was thinking that I should really say all of heaven plus 986. Yeah. Because that's what's really happening. I mean, the capacity is all of heaven. You know, we just can't see them, but they're there.
What a great line. You know, you're right. Yeah. You know, sometimes you go there, and it's a daily Mass, and there's 25 people, 30 people there, but what you really, with the spiritual eyes, the place is packed.
Right.
And it's standing room only.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the pillars, it was interesting how all of this goes together, because last hour we were talking about church architect.
Mm-hmm. Father Carson,
You know, the symbolism, the pillars are there to remind us of so much.
And the old Gothic churches with the pointed arch, you know, that's to point you up to heaven. So you walk into church, your eyes automatically go up. Go in any old cathedral, your eyes just go up naturally.
Yeah, I grew up in a parish like that. St. Joseph in Springfield was 100 years old when I went there, and I'm pushing 100. No. But you just would look up, and it had the paintings on the ceiling, the stained glass. It was just one of those beautiful churches, and there were St. Ray's and St. Bernard's. They were all the same era, you know, and it was just amazing to look at that. But I also liked how he said it reminds us we're not alone.
Right.
We're not alone. And it's a great way of supporting what's going on, because people are out there, and the way they can get the faith, the way they can learn, the way they can increase their faith is by listening to these great programs. And if you want to continue that, be one of our sustaining members, or help us with these additional matching gifts, or people support it by calling 614-459-4820. Can we get an update? We've got Megan here, and she's got some papers she wants to share with us.
Yeah, we have a lot of gifts that are coming in. Thank you, everyone, who are listening and participating. Thank you so much. We want to give a special shout-out to Amy from St. Joan for her sustaining gift. You can also... I love that music. It's so fun. Oh, wow. All right, so you can give a sustaining gift annually or monthly, I just learned. So thank you, Amy, for your annual gift. We also want to thank Maureen from St. Joan for her one-time gift. We want to thank Mike from St. Joan of ARC as well for his one-time gift. Father Black.
Yeah.
Thank
all
you.
Right.
All these
thank you,
all
St.
these
Jones.
Gifts are in honor of you. So
how nice.
Yes, thank you for your service at that parish. But we also have another gift from Marissa from St. Edward's for her one-time gift. So thank you for all those who have been participating in our fall spirit drive. No gift is too small and no gift is too big as well. So thank you all those for participating. And if you are considering participating in our fall spirit drive, the number to call is 614-459-4820. Again, that number is 614-459-4820. We would love to hear from you.
I want to reach out to the other folks at St. Joan of Arc to keep those calls coming in. I appreciate Amy and all of them who made donations. There seems to be some interest in shaving Father Brian's head. And so I guess because I have to live with the guy, I'm going to have to retract that. We won't actually shave his head, but my bragging rights will be worth it. So he can keep his beard, but he'll have to hear me bragging. So
hey, you're listening to Father Jim Black, one of the pastors out there of ARC. So, you know, it's great to hear them talking about in honor of, and what a great phrase. And again, I bring up, I grew up in Springfield, Ohio, and I didn't know priests moved around.
Oh, okay.
We had Father Bernard. Father August Bernard was there, I think, when my mother went to school. And I call him the saint of Springfield. He's what you'd always think of, just a kindly old priest. They'd send me to the priest house when I got a little trouble. He'd just open the door, smile, and go, "What'd you do now?" He'd come in. But he was a wonderful guy who I'd love to honor. I pray for him all the time. Monsignor Trainer, who was at Christ the King for a long time. I just love that man. He was phenomenal.
Yeah, he was instrumental in my vocation.
Oh, is that right?
He was my pastor when I was a kid, and my father was sick, and so he was bringing communion to him on a regular basis. And, you know, looking back, I didn't know it then, but looking back, I realized what an impact that had on me to see the care that he took for my dad. It was wonderful.
Yeah, oh, he's terrific. So there are so many people that touch us in our life, and that's part of by supporting St. Gabriel, but you can make that support and do it in honor of someone who touched you in the faith. Again, a priest, a sister, a teacher, an aunt, an uncle, somebody who's done it. So make a contribution. Our goal this hour is 16 gifts, total gifts. We want 5 sustaining members, which we talked about is $20 a month or more. And a leadership. We're still looking for a leadership gift. And that's someone where this program, this ministry touches you. It's a $1,000 gift. So to be a leadership gift. We're also looking for business owners. It's $50 a month if you own a business. It's a great way of doing that. And by doing that, again, we've got someone out there who's willing to go once we get to 8 gifts, it'll be at, we've already got it. Matter of fact, thank you. We hit that. Now we just got to push to 12 total gifts, and there'll be another $250. God bless you who's doing this. And once we get to 16, which if you're listening, that's our goal, he'll add another $750. That will add that. So there's a lot online as a way of expanding our money, your contribution, and being part of this. And you know what? That's the key. You're part of it. You're part of this great ministry. Just call 614-459-4820. And again, that's the exciting part, to see it growing. We talked about the bumper stickers. Father Black was talking about, he was down in Nashville, and there was a St. Gabriel Catholic Radio bumper sticker. How cool is that when you see that? But I've noticed the billboards around town now that are showing up. So it's really a terrific outreach, and there's so many ways. And actually, I wear the old St. Gabriel T-shirt. I'm a T-shirt guy. I sold T-shirts for years. I worked for a mill, so I sold Reebok and all those guys. I did it on that end. So I'm a T-shirt guy, and they're great. But we just call them walking billboards. People can see that. But it's a great outreach, and we can all do something.
Right.
And we don't. You know, if you've got the $1,000 leadership gift, God bless you. If you can make a one-time contribution of any amount, call 614-459-4820. Last hour, Father Lutz was talking about the Jubilee Museum. They have the widow's mites, those two little pennies. He's got that example of that. And that, he says, that's how the church was built.
Absolutely, little by little on that. Whatever you are able to give will count. So make that call, 614-459-4820.
Okay, and what are you going to say to the people at St. Joan of Arc? You had a nice start. Well, that was nice.
Yeah, thank you. I'm going to have to give an extra good homily this weekend.
So hey, let's encourage those people up in Powell to, can they do to self-support? And who would you want them to honor? You got any history from St. Joan of Arc, or who was a
you know, maybe our founding pastor.
Who is that?
Monsignor George Slagle, who still has Mass with us on the weekends. Is still active. He's covering at St. Timothy's, and he's our founding pastor. So I think it'd be nice to honor him because people still know him as he's there each weekend. So it'd be in honor of him who started it all.
That's great. And, you know, it's funny. They just don't stop, do they?
No.
Priests, I love Monsignor Noon. Do you know Monsignor
Noon? Oh, yeah. He has more energy than I do.
He has a 90-something. He's just, yeah. He's got that twinkle in his eye. Yeah. You just love it. So if anyone's touched you that way, I mean, just this faith, it's inspired. I remember it was my parents, my grandparents. It was all just, this is who we were to be part of it. So make a call 614-459-4820 and be part of this great ministry. So, We have a testimony. If you've been listening throughout the program, there's a testimony comes in here. And right now we got Stephanie Rapp, correct?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Stephanie. And you are at St. Paul's?
Yes.
In Westerville?
We're parishioners.
Mm-hmm. That's that small little...
Oh, yeah, it's tiny.
Kind of like a shanty church.
Yeah, we're actually new parishioners. My family and I were at Our Lady of Perpetual Help.
Grove City?
Until a few months ago. So we're new at St. Paul.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
Made the big move up there then, didn't you?
Across the city.
Okay. And you work for?
I work for the diocese.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
And what do you do there?
I'm director of marriage and family life.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
That'll keep you busy, huh?
Yes. Yes. What doesn't fall under that category?
And you partnered with St. Gabriel in that capacity, too?
Yes. So I had a relationship with St. Gabriel prior to starting with the diocese, which was about a year ago, just with my work with the Women's Conference. We worked alongside with the radio. And also, I had the bumper sticker on. And it's just funny because at my previous job, even just having that bumper sticker, like the connections you make. Someone came up to me at work and it was, "Oh, you're Catholic? Let me tell you," and had a story for me. And it was, and I ended up finding out it was because of the bumper sticker.
Wow.
That he came up and, "Oh, she listens to St. Gabriel Radio. Must be Catholic. Let's talk," you know. But then, yes, over the last year, my work with the diocese, St. Gabriel Radio has just been so supportive. And it's just, we've continued to build that relationship. And it's been wonderful.
Yeah, you're kind of in the hot seat. You work at marriage?
I'm the director of marriage and family life for the diocese.
And in the culture that we're in today, you're in the hot seat.
Yes.
Okay. You're in the battlefield.
There's a lot of work to be done.
Yeah. Isn't there, though?
Yes. Yeah. Thank God we have a God who's going to give us the strength and the courage and keep us going, because there's a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And how does St. Gabriel Catholic Radio helping you in your relationship with promoting all that?
Yeah, well, they promote our events. So we do like the Jubilee of Anniversaries. We do a celebration for World Marriage Day. And I just call them up. Hey, can we come record a commercial or a promo? Oh, come in. You know, they're just so easy to work with. They also, the marriage tips that they play, and we also do the call to prayer through the United States Council of Catholic Bishops. They do that. So those are things that our office is trying to promote and get out there to people within our diocese. And St. Gabriel Radio lets us record and plays them on air. We've partnered doing scripts to try to promote natural family planning.
Mm-hmm.
And that they were so helpful with that, because we have what we want to say or the message we want to get out there, but then they know how to word it and how to really focus our thoughts and just help us be better at speaking truth.
Yeah. So. You're listening to Stephanie Rapp, by the way, who's a new parishioner relatively to St. Paul's in Westerville, but you were down at Our Lady of Perpetual Help down in Grove City.
Yes.
So if you remember them. And she works for the diocese as the director of marriage and family life.
Mm-hmm.
Right, keyword there, life. I want to make sure I get that.
Yep.
And just talking about how to promote that we're not alone. That was one of the messages that Father Ricardo said in his last segment. We're not alone.
Mm-hmm.
There's a huge contingency out there. And to be able to get that message out to the people who listen to St. Gabriel Catholic Radio is so rewarding, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
And to be part of that, again, you're joining us for the Fall Spirit Drive. I'm Patrick Schroyer, the guest host, and I've got Father Jim Black from St. Joan of Arc, who, by the way, is tearing it up, and I understand there's going to be a bald priest up there real soon, because somebody's going to shave something, depending on who gets bragging rights up there. So, St. Gabriel, how did you start listening to St. Gabriel, and what was the... What's your favorite program? We all got to get to that. What's your favorite program on there?
Well, I would have to say Family Sanctuary.
Okay.
Right? but I think I started, I'm trying to remember when I first moved here, and I believe it was through the conference that I learned about the radio station. We moved here, now I'm going to, we're not native to Ohio. We moved here for my husband to go to law school. And I went to the women's conference by myself the first year, just really hoping to meet people. And I believe that's where I first learned about St. Gabriel Radio and started listening. Yeah. From
and
there.
In addition to supporting you, they're very supportive of the women's conference and the, mm-hmm. and the men's conference. And it's
yes.
great to have that kind of visibility and the opportunity to come and meet the people that some of the voices you hear
mm-hmm.
all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So you went there alone, but you really weren't alone. You had like 3,000 other women.
Right. Right. And now I have so many friends through that. And it's just been wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Actually, the first year I was there, the second year, my mom and I went and we said, oh, we'll just help. And they were like, put us wherever you need us. And they had my mom go to St. Gabriel. They were like, they had her put on a headset and were help us communicate with everything. So even my mom got right in there and we immediately appreciated everything that they do here at the radio station.
Okay, so where did you move from?
Florida.
Okay, you moved up.
We moved up.
You missed the winters, yeah.
Right. Well, both my husband and I are from New York and New Jersey, so it was time to come back up north.
Isn't God good? And he brings you to Columbus, Ohio, and you're working with the diocese, and you're on St. Gabriel.
Oh, it's wonderful. We talk all the time. We're like, we pinch ourselves. We are just so blessed to be here and to work with everybody.
He's out of law school, or is he still there?
He's out of law school.
Where'd he go?
He was at the AG's office, but now he's at Huntington Bank.
Okay. Where'd he go to law school?
We've had a lot of change over the last year with moving and jobs. And
where'd he go to law school at?
Ohio State.
The Ohio State.
Okay. Yes.
You kind of avoid saying where you came from. I thought you were going to say Michigan. I thought
oh, no,
you were
no,
school.
No.
to avoid it. Okay. Again, you're listening to the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Fall Spirit Drive, and we're looking for a total of 16 gifts this hour. We're doing great. We have this ladder. We already hit our 8, so we got $250. We just hit our 12, so we got another $250. And we're pushing for a total of 16 in this hour. And they'll match $750 addition to all the gifts, as you call in, sustaining members or not. So we're going to get a matter of fact, let's see how we're doing and who's calling us in. Meg, if you'll update us.
There's that wonderful music again. Every time I walk into a room, that music plays. We want to thank Carolyn this hour for her one-time gift. Carolyn, thank you so much. She wanted to honor Father Black for her one-time gift. We also want to thank Linda from Church of the Resurrection. She wanted to donate this gift to St. Gabriel Radio in honor of Father Black. And she said, Father Black, who has helped her and her family so many times, that she wanted to honor you by
thank you,
this
Linda.
One-time gift to St. Gabriel Radio. So thank you, Linda. We also want to thank Ray for his one-time gift. And Ray said about St. Gabriel Radio that he would just simply say, just tune in or stop in and find it out for yourself what this place means. So, Ray, you hit that on the point. This place is just very anointed. The Lord mm-hmm. does so much through St. Gabriel Radio. And any small gift during this Fall Spirit Drive will help St. Gabriel Radio. We want to thank all of our sustaining members who are the foundation of this program. So thank you all the sustaining members. If you feel inspired at this time to give to our Fall Spirit Drive, I would encourage you to call 614-459-4820. Again, that number is 614-459-4820 if you'd like to make a gift today.
Okay, let's take a short commercial break and we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Hi, this is Teresa Tomeo, host of Catholic Connection. And if you're listening to this radio station, then you know the important role Catholic radio plays in changing lives and bringing people closer to Jesus. You know about the benefits of Catholic radio, and you certainly are aware, probably because of the impact it's had on your life and friends and family, of why we need Catholic radio. You know, and thanks to EWTN, our program is actually provided free of charge. But for this radio station and others, there are a lot of expenses that must be paid on the local level to keep it on the air. When you pledge your support, however, you make it possible for this station to carry programs like Catholic Connection every single day. And don't worry about the amount. No matter what the amount, your gift will work to make a difference for you, for others, and for the future of Catholic Radio. So please prayerfully consider making a gift to this station right now.
I went to Catholic school all the way through high school, so when it came time to look at colleges, I wanted to continue my faith journey. Ohio Dominican University is the perfect choice for me. Grounded in the Catholic Dominican tradition, the classes are small and the professors here really care about my success. My Catholic faith is important to me, and I've grown in my faith during my time at ODU. Ohio Dominican helped me connect my passion with God's purpose for my life. To learn more, click on ohiodominican.edu.
Kurtz Brothers Mulch and Soil celebrates 25 years in Columbus with the 25-25 deal for our loyal customers. Our 25 years gets you 25% off premium mulches and soils at any of our four locations, including our new spot on Frank Road. Use code KB25 or mention it when ordering to get your special deal. Three ways to connect and celebrate 25 years with Kurtz Brothers Mulch and Soils: Facebook, 61443Mulch, or kbcolumbus.com.
Dr. Kathleen Lutter, gynecologist, women's health care across the ages. Online, Dr. Kathleen Lutter. That's L-U-T-T-E-R.
Hi, everybody. I'm Douglas Sells. Join us Friday nights for high school football coverage on AM 820. We kick it off at 6 when Ryan Baker and I visit with Central Ohio's players and coaches on the Catholic High School Football Preview Show.
Then join me, Randy Reinhart, and Larry Wolf at 7 from Jack Ryan Field for the CCL Game of the Week, brought to you by the Bob Boyd Auto Family. We get our first glimpse this season of the two-time defending state champion Bishop Hartley Hawks as they take on the Wolves of Worthington Kilbourne. It's OCC and CCL as Hartley plays host to Kilbourne Friday night at 7.
And after the game, be sure to join myself, Ryan Baker, and Lee Cochran for scores from all over Central Ohio with the AM 820 Scoreboard Show, presented by ThisWeekSports.com and Rev Local Digital Marketing.
That's the preview show at 6 o'clock, the Catholic High School Game of the Week at 7, and the AM 820 Scoreboard Show after the game, Friday nights on AM 820.
Sambuca's Greenhouse at Route 3 and Walnut Street, Galena. Vegetable plants, roses, tropical flowers, hanging baskets, bedding plants, everything for gardens. Hungry? Sandwiches, salads, and sweet fry pies in our country market and deli.
How would you answer the question, what is truth? Would you ignore it? Would you let somebody else answer it? We're called to stand up for the truth, especially in a confused world. We need you to stand up for the truth. Stand up for the truth by supporting St. Gabriel Catholic Radio this week with a financial gift. Through your support, the truth continues to reach people every hour of every day. Call 614-459-4820 or go online at stgabrielradio.com.
God alone, my soul rejoices. God alone, my spirit sings. He alone, my strength, my fortress. Pour out my heart and praise to God alone.
Welcome back to the St. Gabriel Fall Spirit Drive. I'm the guest host. I'm Patrick Schroyer, and I am joined by Father Jim Black from Joan of Arc, and he has a lot of people calling in support of him, honoring him as they support St. Gabriel Catholic Radio.
Thank you very much, and keep those calls coming.
Yeah,
614-459-4820.
Yeah, our goal this hour, and we've got about 20 minutes left, is 16 gifts. And we're looking, if we get to 16 gifts, we've already had somebody, it was matched 250 because we hit the first 8, another 250 because we hit the 12, and 750, we hit 16. So it's a way of, yes, we can do it. What you're doing can be just grown by getting his calls in pretty soon, 614-459-4820, to promote this wonderful work that's going on. So, Father Black, before you were at Joan of Arc, you were?
Delaware St. Mary.
St. Mary's.
Yes.
Okay. And you said that was a pretty good-sized parish, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, about 2,000 families.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a big, it takes up in a lot of geography, so it's bigger than people think.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a beautiful parish.
Now, did you go to, where'd you go to seminary at?
actually hit three seminaries. My undergrad was in business, so I had to do a year of pre-theology at St. Meinrad in southern Indiana with the Benedictine Order.
I've been there, believe it or not.
Oh, beautiful.
Is that
beautiful.
Where Abbey...
Abbey Press, yes.
Uh-huh. I used to sell T-shirts. I went down there. Okay, I remember I stepped out of the car.
That's where I've seen you before.
You're the T-shirt guy from 15 years ago. I stepped out of the car, and it was the piece just...
Yeah.
It just soaked into you. So interesting. Yeah. Same mind read, yeah.
So my first 2 years of theology were at the Mount St. Mary's in Cincinnati.
Okay.
Then
I
took a couple of years out, worked in parishes, and then returned to the seminary at the Josephinum.
Oh, did you?
So I was ordained from the Josephinum in 88.
Oh, great. Are you from Columbus?
From Columbus. Grew up at St. Leo's Parish and on the south side.
Yeah. Where'd you go to school at then? High school?
St. Leo High School or St. Leo Grade School and Worley High School, which is now closed. Catholic education all the way through.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Great. Anyone that stands out, we're talking about when you call in to support St. Gabriel Radio, do it in honor of somebody. Is there any, and we've had a lot, haven't we, people calling in honor of Father Black, any of the priests or any of the teachers or nuns? Because back then when you went to school, we had nuns, right?
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. Like I mentioned before, my senior trainer who's gone to his reward in heaven, you know, he was instrumental just in his pastoral approach to everything and his presence and support of all of our families was, I think, made a long impact on me.
Wow, that's great. Yeah. He was at St. Michael's for a while, but then he came to, when we were going there and our kids went to school there, he kept asking for a Life in the Spirit seminar. He just wanted the Holy Spirit. And I said, Father, I travel a lot. I can't. And finally, after 2 years, I go, well, can we do it on Sunday? He goes, great, we'll do it on Sunday. I said, well, there's no sense doing one unless we have a prayer group. He goes, great, we'll do that. Well, that's been going on like 12 years now. But he was so excited. He wanted the breath of the Holy Spirit in that parish. And he made a great mark on me. He just had a way of reaching people, didn't he?
Yeah, he did, yeah.
And one of the great ways of reaching out to people is to take this faith over the airwaves. And we can't do everything. These guys are wonderful who do this, and the vision and the tenacity and the work they do, the labor of love, we can just sit back, but we want to be part of it, part of the unity, part of the community, and support St. Gabriel Radio. Like I say, this is not we're trying to do this just to stay alive. Fine, we're growing. The outreach is stronger. You see more and more of it, and it's an exciting time. I say it all the time when I speak. It's a great time to be Catholic in the world today.
It is, yeah.
Exciting time.
And, you know, we don't know what's going to hit, but, you know, I'm confident with the Holy Spirit. Every day someone hears something on St. Gabriel Radio that just changes their life.
Yeah.
And so we don't know what time that is, who it is, but by supporting now, we can be a part of that, that maybe next week someone in some car is going to hear something that's going to change their life.
Amen.
And we're a part of it. So call in, 614-459-4820.
Yep. Speaking of which, let's go to a clip by Eric Mall. It's from Faith Alive, and it's on one of the simple tenets, love one another.
How many of you heard of St. Jerome, early apostolic father? He relates to us in a story because he lived in Bethlehem as a hermit for many years, and he had like the firsthand knowledge of many of the Christians that were living. And he relates to us that near the end of the Apostle John, the beloved disciple, the one who wrote the Gospel of John, one who wrote the letters of John, one who wrote the book of Revelation, he relates that near the end of his life, his disciples would come to him and say, Holy Father, you're the one who is the closest to Christ, speaking of knowing the model, right? You knew the model better than anyone. You laid your head on his chest during the Last Supper. Come and speak to us. Tell us what the deepest desire that Christ had for us. You know that. Come, tell me. And as John, he would come up, you know, very old and fragile, and he would look out among his brothers, and he would say, brothers, love one another. And then he would walk away. Nothing else. And they're like, okay, well, let's try it again next Sunday. Next Sunday comes around, they're like, Holy Father, please, you're getting near the end of your life. Please come. Come, give us a word. Tell us the deepest desire of Christ. Again, brothers, love one another. Now they're like, okay, he's old, he's senile, he's lost his mind. He keeps telling us the same thing over and over. Nothing too super theological, nothing too deep. Like, we know this. It's in all of his letters, right? Come on, Holy Father, why do you keep telling us the same thing over and over? And he would say, because if you love one another, you're fulfilling the law of Christ. We always have to remember to turn to sacred scripture, quoting Jesus, the new commandment I give you, that you love one another, even as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this, all men will know you're my disciples, being the witnesses and the models to the world. How? How do they know that we're Christians? How do we know that we're Catholics? Because the love we have for one another. And then again, this is one of the most beautiful parts of all sacred scripture, I think, in this first letter. He's writing to us. He's saying, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And he who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. And this is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be expiation for our sins." And this is this quote here: "Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought to love one another." Now, I say all that in this story, which is beautiful and I love. Who remembers in here the beloved disciple's nickname before they call him the beloved disciple in sacred scripture? So him and his brother James, they're a tandem, right?
Sons of Thunder.
The Sons of Thunder. The Sons of Thunder, because when they saw some people not doing exactly what Christ wanted, they were like, "Let us call fire down from heaven and destroy them." And Jesus said, "I have not come to destroy, but to save. You don't know what spirit you are." And I share that because I myself used to have some nicknames. I myself was Division I linebacker. You can't tell me out that much anymore, but I weighed about 60 pounds heavier, solid muscle, an animal on the field. I'd want to crush people. I wanted to tear them apart. And that was where I got the name, because my last name is Eric Maul. My last name is Maul. They call me the Animal, like just wanting to rip people apart. Or Eric the Great, of course. Maul the Wall, like no one could get past me. I had this desire to destroy anyone, to pound people, to be the hammer and not to be the nail, right? To be the one hitting and not the one being hit. But now, I stand before you and say to you, with everything in my heart, give your life completely to the Lord and do exactly what he's asking of you. Brothers, let us love one another.
Oh, that's great. That was from Eric Maul from Faith Alive, one of the great programmings here at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. We're in about the last 15 minutes of this hour at the Fall Spirit Drive, and we've been talking a lot off air about honoring people. A lot of people have called in honor of Father Black, who's one of our guests here, Father Jim Black from Joan of Arc, and they've responded to it. And Father Black was talking about, you know, Monsignor Trainer, Edward Trainer, who was just a terrific priest that touched me dearly too. But we were asking you to call in, honor somebody. Maybe it's a grandma, maybe it's an aunt or uncle or a teacher. 614-459-4820. Before we talk about the clip a little bit, I think they handed you some stuff. Do we want to get an angel update right now, Meg?
Let's do it. We want to thank Patrick from St. Joan of Arc for his one-time gift. Thank you so much, Patrick. We also want to thank Jean from Holy Cross for her one-time gift. Very generous. Thank you so much, Jean. We also want to thank Catherine from St. Joan of Arc as well for her one-time gift. Keep them coming. We are so grateful for the one-time gifts, especially for the sustaining membership gifts. So if you feel inspired that the Lord is placing on your heart to give to St. Gabriel Radio during this Fall Spirit Drive, please give us a call. We would love to hear from you. That number is 614-459-4820. Again, that number is 614-459-4820.
So how are we all doing with this hour? We were talking about, we kind of had a ladder step. So everyone, when you're calling in, it all just multiplies. At 8, we had an additional $250. You guys went right by that.
Yeah.
People calling in. And now at 12, there was an additional $250. So we're very close. When we get to 16 for this hour, another $750 will be added on top. And these are stair-stepping up. So it's like $1,250 altogether is going to be added to whatever you call in. And that's just so wonderful.
Amazing. Your dollar goes even further.
Yeah, it's amazing. That's right. Your dollar goes even further. How much we just kind of stand on the shoulders of each other, just like we stand on the shoulders of the saints and those who went on before us in the faith, which is just such a great way. We're listening at Faith Alive, Eric Maul. What a simple message, though.
Oh, yeah.
We can get
so
all
simple,
these
but so profound.
All these theological and this and the scriptures of that, and they dissect it. Love one another.
Yeah. It's that simple.
But how good are we at it? we have to, we're honest. We got to be better at loving each other.
And that's Jesus came back to that over and over again. When the more they wanted to make it complex and all of that, he just came right back. Just love, you know?
Yeah.
And you know, he mentioned that God is love, which is because we know and all that. But notice how we don't say love is God, which is true. That logically, that's true. We say love is of God, which makes it active, which means God is the source of love. He is love, but also love comes from him.
Yeah.
And where's it go but to us? And we can feel it. We can embrace it. We'll be nourished by it. And then we can give it to others.
Yeah. Yeah. What's interesting about this, remember, this was St. Jerome. He's talking about one of the apostles, John, the last living apostle, which I guess, you know, it was 90s. So everyone wants to do something new. What's new? What's new? Yeah. Here he is, all those years later, giving the same love. Love. It's been 2,000 years, and you know what?
Yeah. Message hasn't changed. Yeah.
Love. And there was an old story about this one minister was hired by this parish or church because they were really great. He was just one of the great orators. He gave out just a dynamic preaching. Well, the next week he gave the same message. Now, he's a little bit older. Next week he gave the same message. And this goes on for about 6 weeks. And finally the people said, hey, we kind of noticed. Great message. But we know, he goes, yeah, I'm glad you noticed. We're going to keep giving that message until you start doing it. So
nice.
Yeah. Yeah. We've got a couple people coming in the room. Can we update right now? Or
I think we can. I think we have a lot of updates, right? Meg, you have some updates?
I just saw a stack coming in.
But before we get to that, I wanted to announce one quick thing, and you guys can get back to this important work about talking about the station and how important it is. But I got a call about an hour ago from a longtime donor who absolutely loves the impact of St. Gabriel Radio on families. He is willing to match from this moment on, from 3:50 on to 6 o'clock, every dollar that's donated to the station, capping it out. He already gave me the cap number, so there is a limit, but it's a pretty high limit. So we want to encourage you to give now so you can double your gift.
Amen.
Call 614-459-4820. And again, he's giving it because he cares about families and especially expectant mothers. So if you'd like to give a gift in the name of an expectant mother, I think that'd mean a lot to him.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, that generous donor.
Matter of fact, if anybody's out there, believe it or not, I can tell everyone, I think I graduated from high school only 10 years ago, but I've got 9 kids, 15 grandkids, and any day now I'm going to have a great granddaughter.
Congratulations. So that's awesome.
So life, that's a great, you know, I do want to go back to something we were talking about off air. You were on air at the last one, Father Black. But you talked about that impact of hearing something, that one thing that just resonates with a listener that just changes everything.
Yeah.
That one thing.
Right. And your heart's got to be open for it, and then it's right there, and it does change. And this is how it changes. We're getting that message out there.
Yeah. And you hear that all the time about St. Gabriel stories, is that I heard what I needed to hear at the moment I needed to hear it.
During that 5-minute car ride. It's just timed perfectly. Yeah.
Amen. All right, Meg, how about giving us an angel update?
All right, is everyone ready? There's a hefty amount of people who have donated in the past 10 minutes. So thank you all who are participating. We are overflowing here at St. Gabriel Radio, but keep calling, please. We want to thank Christine from St. Joan of Arc for her one-time gift. Very generous. Thank you so much, Christine. We want to thank Stephanie and Craig from St. Paul in Westerville for their one-time gift. Thank you, Stephanie and Craig. We want to thank Alice for her one-time gift in honoring Father Black.
Thank you, Alice.
We want to thank Rick from Our Lady of Perpetual Help. He loves Father Ricardo on St. Gabriel Radio, and that inspired him to give his one-time gift. Thank you, Rick. We want to thank Janine from St. Joan of Arc for her one-time gift. Very generous. Thank you very much, Janine. We want to thank another Janine. Or Jeannie, I'm sorry, Jeannie, for her platinum sustaining membership.
Yay!
Thank you so much, Jeannie. She is from Gahanna, Ohio, so we thank you very much for your sustaining gift. We want to thank Emily from St. Joan of Arc to honor Father Black, and she's so grateful for Father Ricardo's talks on St. Gabriel Radio. So thank you, Emily, for your one-time gift. We want to thank Sabrina from Powell, Ohio, for her one-time gift. Very generous. She also wrote in the comments that she loves Father Black. So to honor Father Black, she gave St. Gabriel Radio. And that is all we have so far.
So far, but they're coming in. If you heard what Bill Messerly said, we have a wonderful supporter who is matching dollar for dollar from from 3:50 till 6 o'clock. That's amazing. Great way to just help even more. Whatever you can give, be a sustaining member, which is $20 a month or more. You can do that, as makes in a one-time deal, or you could do it over the month, or a one-time gift, or certainly a leadership gift of $1,000 or more. 614-459-4820. At the end of that clip from Eric Maul, he was talking about names, and it kind of is interesting to hear. You know, he was a Division I linebacker, and here he's talking about love. You know, but it was kind of great. And I just, names are kind of something, we're cruel sometimes with names. I mean, I grew up, my name's Patrick, but I go by my middle name, Pat, so Pat the Brat. My brother and my sister loved me so much. And then became Pat the Fat Brat. You know, those they're kids. They want to just, you know. But it's funny, as I got older and I started boxing, my first name is Daniel. So in the Army, I had D. Schroyer instead of Pat. So it was D. Schroyer. And I got the nickname D. Stroyer, which was the one I liked. You know, that was what I used when I got in the ring, you know. And it usually worked. They ended up hurting their hands in about the third round, and they couldn't hit me anymore and quit. But names, is there the name I love? I got 9 kids. Been married to my wife, Cheryl, for 35 years. We've got 9 kids. We've got 15 grandkids, a great grandkid. I love being called Dad. I love being called Grandpa. I love being called honey, but I really love being called Catholic. When people say you're a Catholic, and they recognize that you live the faith, what a great name to be called, to be part of that huge community.
Part of that greatness.
Isn't
that
it, though?
They recognize, yeah.
Yeah. Now, names, we call you Father, we call you, do you have anything, do you have any?
I love when little kids, and all priests will tell you this, you know, they'll say, hi, God. Because they make some connection with we're up there, and they recognize something about God. And so they're making the right connections. Maybe they.
That's great. Again, Fall Spirit Drive, we're going to wrap up our time here together here very shortly. But we just encourage you, and so many people, St. Joan of Arc.
Thank you.
Wow, how terrific.
St. Joan of Arc, very generous.
You have honored your pastor very well with all these call-ins. But if you've got somebody in your past, what a wonderful time. Remember, your donation is being matched dollar for dollar. 614-459-4820. Is there anything else you'd like to leave the listeners with, Father Black?
Just keep supporting the radio. Keep mentioning it to people. Keep those magnets out there so people see it, and be willing to answer any questions you can.
Amen. And do you mind closing us out with sure. Because we're going to go to a clip at the top of the hour, right, from local programming. So
okay.
As we end everything, but don't stop. 614-459-4820. And thank you all. Father Black?
In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, as we close this hour, we ask you to continue to bless us and bless the efforts of all who work and minister here at this radio station. As we heard in the last clip, may we always remember that you have called us to do many things, but most of all, you've called us to love. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. It's been fun. It's been great. Thanks for all the updates. And Father Black, great to meet you.
And thank you.
Again, be part of this great program. You are a part of this great ministry that's going on, that's growing and changing the world. Thank you so much. 614-459-4820.
A lot of times, I think there's fundamentally two ways that we can interpret Scripture.
Mm.
We can either interpret Scripture through the lens of our experience. We can filter, put our experience through, and then we read the Scripture. And if we don't see it happening, then we're going to come up with an interpretation that justifies it.
Oh, yeah,
right?
Like it used to happen, but God doesn't do that anymore because I don't see it happening.
The other way is to allow the Scripture, the Word of God, to determine our experience. We either let the Scripture determine our experiences, or our experience determine our interpretation of Scripture.
Mm.
And I don't know about you, but my experience is pretty lacking. I think God is a lot bigger than me. So I'm going to start with the Word of God. I'm going to repent of any way I've put God out, you know, inside of a box.
Yep.
And when I do that, I give him permission to flow. And that's when we say, Holy Spirit, we need you. We're not seeing the signs, wonders, and miracles that you promised. We're not seeing the promise that if we believe in Jesus, we'll do the works that he did and greater works. Holy Spirit, I need you. And like that, I think that reality, that when we start with the Scripture and say, let that be my experience, then it stirs up a hunger.
This is, I just want our listeners not to allow this pass you by. That when we read the scriptures daily, what Patrick is suggesting is that we should not justify our lack of experience of what God promises in scripture to say that this doesn't happen anymore. But what God is promising in scripture, he is a God who keeps his promises.
John, a St. Gabriel Radio listener, told us, "I was a zombie, plodding through life, doing and pursuing what the world told me would make me happy. Then a bumper magnet prompted me to listen to AM 820, which in turn got me back on the road to the church of my upbringing. St. Gabriel Catholic Radio works. It gives the truth to souls all over Ohio. Make a difference this week and support St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. Call 614-459-4820 or go online at stgabrielradio.com.
Turn up your faith. This is the home